What's up? It's your boy 911 and you're tuned in to ABG Podcast. You know how we do it. Let's get to it. So check this out. Today, man, I got comedian, actor, 1-4 for the hottest station in the nation talk show, man. I got JJ in with me, man. What's happening, JJ?
What's up with you? Hey, every podcast is in the building, baby.
Yes, sir, man. What's good, man? How Dallas treat you, man?
Man, Dallas been treating me well, man. They embraced me, man, with open arms, man. You know, I've been here a couple of years now. Man, it was an easy transition, man. Got a lot of family, got a lot of Mississippi people here, man. So, yeah, man, it was an easy transition, man. Dallas been showing me love. I'm enjoying it.
Hey, that's what's up. I'm an import too, man. I'm from Louisiana, so when I came out here, I set up after I left the military. Hey, I've been kicking it ever since, man. I love this spot, man.
Ever since, man.
I love this spot. So, look. I got introduced to you through your comedy, through your acting, man. Growing up, man, what was JJ in school? You was class clown? That's how you treasure?
I was definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the class clowns, man. I wasn't the only one. But yeah. I definitely got mine in, man. Yeah, just growing up in Mississippi, man. Always love to keep a smile on people's face, man. You know, my personality always, you know, was about laughter and having fun, man, keeping my spirit up, man. So, yeah, man, I was a class clown, man, a little bit, man, coming up in the SIP.
I already know. Look, check this out, man. So, early on in the comedy, man, what caught your attention? Was it one comic that say, you know, I can flip this and really do something with it? Or how that got jump started?
Man, you know, it was definitely a childhood dream of mine, man. I always wanted to be in the entertainment industry, man. Didn't really know that stand-up would be my niche and route into the entertainment business, man. Like I said, I always was a class clown. I always knew how to make people laugh, man. So, man, just growing up in the SIP, man, again, making people laugh, man. And somebody just said, man, you need to get on stage, dude. Man, you funny, man. You got that next level type of atmosphere, man. So I tried it in the ATL. That's where I moved from before I moved to Dallas, man. ATL. Started an earthquake club. In the A, man. And went up there. I'm doing an open mic. Did well. Got a standing ovation my very first night.
First rip?
The first rip. I couldn't believe
man,
it, man.
That's
first
crazy.
Rip. Yeah, very first rip, man. Got a standing ovation my first time on stage, man. And, hey, here I am today.
That's what's up. So, okay. So, doing the stand-up, and I know, like, the OG comics, y'all, you know, like you say, y'all got material, y'all tour, y'all hit the stage, y'all got a process y'all going through. Now, it's a new wave of comedy that it kind of took over, man, with the skit comedy and stuff like that. How the OGs in the game feeling about that comedy? Got some funny cats, but how y'all look at that kind of route in the game?
Man, you know what, man? I mean, it's part of the of life, man. It's part of where we are as a world, man, a new generation, man, a new lifestyle, man. So, you know, when social media came around, when I first started, you know, social media wasn't around.
Yeah.
But now that it's here, you know, man, it took a lot of people by storm.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, you know, we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in these trenches.
Yeah.
You know, and man, and you know, a lot of these cats just came out, man, just doing these 1-minute skits. And, you know, and I mean, you know, people like that.
People like it, man.
So, unfortunately, you know, we had to adjust. We had to adjust because social media wasn't going nowhere.
Thanks.
I mean, it kept growing. It kept growing, man. It was giving the people a platform to put their abilities out there, man. So, you know, it's a few of them that really got down, man, really worked hard, man, you know, didn't want to just be known as a social media comedian.
Mm-hmm.
They got into the trenches, man. But there are those that, you know, call themselves comics and not comics yet.
Just to be real.
You know what I mean? And you know, you can't get mad at them, man, because you know, that's what people like. People was liking that, people were feeling that. But then, you know, when it's time to go do those big shows, you know, you're asking all this type of money and you get it, but you're not putting in the work, and now people see you gotta do 30 minutes, you gotta do 45 or do an hour.
For real.
Now, you know, so
different ball game.
Different ball game. A lot of people get booed.
Yeah.
People are still getting booed, but you know, you do have those ones, man, that's out there really putting it in the work, man. So, you know, we respect it, man. You know, we move on from it, man. And like I said, the OGs just had to adjust to it.
Bet. I like any one of them that you see that you kind of you like they quit with or how they put skits together, some of them new cats. Like I see Rob Kaiser, you know, he from like New Orleans, so I've been checking him out. So he one of them ones, I'm like, I can see something with him.
Yeah, man, he doing his thing, man. Of course, you know, people, you know, of course, like 85 South, that whole little clique, they doing their thing, man. My man DC, Young Fly, man, y'all know he going through it right now, man. You know, hold your head up, my brother, hold your head up, man. I know it's a bad time for you, man.
Yes, sir.
He's really putting that work in. Country Wayne is really putting that work in.
Yeah,
and, you know, you got those out there, man, that's really putting that work in, man, and making that transition to the stage.
For real. How long you been in the game, man?
Oh man, I've been in the Matrix 29 years, man.
Whoa, that's OG status. That's triple OG status, man.
Triple OG status, man. So, you know, I am considered an OG in the business, man. I still get my respect in the game, man, even from the young cats, man, that's coming up, even on the ones from social media, man. So, you know, I do get my respect. I still get my grind on, man. So, you know, I'm high in these trenches, man, loving every second of it.
Ain't it? Who were some of the OGs that came up with you, man, that you rock with, that you like seeing perform or hitting the stage with, moving with?
Man, I grew the person that really inspired me to do stand up, man, that really caught my eye as far as doing stand up, it was Steve Harvey.
Man, okay.
Steve Harvey back in the day, man, because when I was in college, Alcorn State University. HBCU down in Warren, Mississippi.
I see you.
Man, I took a year off, man. I just took a year off from school, man, to just get my mind and my head right, man. So I moved here to Dallas. Early in my career, man, in my life, man. I moved to Dallas, and I used to go to this spot called Buku Ray's.
Man, I remember that.
Back in the day.
I remember that Buku spot. Ray's, yeah.
Out there off Camp Wisdom. Yeah. Man, over there by Redbird, a.k.a. Blackbird.
So,
Steve Harvey, man, even before he blew up big time, man, he used to have this spot, man, that used to just be bananas every weekend, man. House. So I used to go up in there. Man, I used to see some of the greats, man, coming up from Shucky Ducky to Sid the Entertainer, TK Kirkland, man, DL Hughley, man. So I used to watch those cats, man, and I got in the game, man, and I was blessed to get introduced to Sid the Entertainer's management team because Sid is from St. Louis, Missouri, so I used to do a lot of shows when I was coming up in St. Louis, man, and bumped into his management team, man. I caught their attention and everything, man. So they told Sid, man, it's a young cat out here, man, that's making some noise in this business after the Kings of Comedy, man. We need to check him out. So after the Kings of Comedy, Sid did this, he did this thing with Bud Light, man, called the Comedy Review. Cedric Entertainer presents the Comedy Review. You know, he showcased a lot of comedians, man, that he thought that was going to make some moves in this business, man. Yeah. So I was blessed to get on that. And then, man, we built a relationship, man, came even closer, man, became friends. Mm-hmm. And then once he stopped doing that, he started doing his individual shows. He said, hey, JJ, come ride with me, man. Come ride with me. Come learn the business. Come showcase your talent in front of my fans, man. And,
man, that's real.
I've been opening up to Sid for about 14 years.
That's real.
Just me and him. He allowed me to go out there, man, build my audience in front of his fans, you know, do a hot 30 minutes, man, introduce him. He come out, do an hour and a half, man. So over those years, man, you know, he taught me about the business, man, taught me about contracts, man, taught me how to negotiate, man, and build my brand, man, and you know, now I branched out on my own, man. So, man, things have been beautiful. They really have.
Man, shout out, man. Check this out. Man. So, speaking of you moving around with Sid, I seen you, you know, kind of dipped your feet in the water with acting a little bit, man. What all roles you done been, man?
Hey, man. So, you know, again, rolling with Sid, man. He produced this movie called Johnson Family Vacation.
That was a banger, too.
Johnson Family Vacation with Steve Harvey, Lil Bow Wow, Salon. Steve Harvey, Vanessa Williams. So all those was in the movie, man. He said, JJ, man, I got this part for you, man, that you'll be perfect for. I want you to play this begging cousin from the South.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I didn't have to audition, man. He believed in my talent, man. He felt That's like I could suck, rock it. Man. So, man, he gave me my lines, man. I ripped that thing, man. You know, and I still, to this day, Because we did Johnson Family back in like 04.
Yeah, that was a minute ago.
A minute ago, man. So even to this day, man, I'm still getting recognized for that part. Because everybody can relate.
Yeah.
You know, everybody got that. Everybody got that one cousin that always big.
Always big. What you got for me?
Let me hold something. Yeah, man. So that was a great introduction to the acting and things, man. So, and I did a couple of other little big movies, man, that didn't go to the theaters, but then, you know, I got a couple of things on Tubi. Mm-hmm. I got a movie out called No Affair that's on Amazon Prime and everything, man. So, man, y'all look out for me, man. Things been great.
Big. Now, fast forward. You say you did a little stint in Dallas back in the day. Now, you hit Dallas by storm this rip, man. You won for one of the hottest records, morning show out there,
morning
man.
Morning show, yeah.
Yeah, man.
In the morning show.
Shout out, DD, man.
Yeah, shout out to DD and the whole crew, man. National Syndicated Radio, man.
We yes,
like
sir.
82, 83 cities right now, man.
That's crazy.
And you know, man, that was just a blessing, man. I pulled up on that during the pandemic. To be honest. Because everything was shut down. You know, wasn't no shows, wasn't nobody going nowhere, man. So you had to create yourself on social media at home, you know, and everything, man. So I was just doing a couple of little fun, little skits. I did this little jailhouse little bit. I turned my shower into a cell, into an older cell.
Yeah.
You know, like I was on lockdown, man, called Jerry Willie. Yeah. And everything, man. So, man, I did this little prison skit. And then I turned my patio at the crib. I called it Club Patio.
Yeah.
I had my lights up, man, playing old school music, man. So that bumped. And then Didi was already a fan of mine, man. She was already a fan of mine. Every time I used to come to Dallas, she would come show me love.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did the Didi Comedy Jam. April Fool's Comedy Jam back in the day, man. So she just happened to pop in one time. I was on social media, and they were just making the transition. So she just pulled up on me, man, and she was like, hey, won't you come on the radio a couple of times during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
make us laugh, do a couple of little segments,
mm-hmm.
not thinking that they was really out there, and they was really just auditioning me.
Yeah,
and I had
just
no
in the blind.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
After Blue, just, you know, come on, man, make us laugh for a few minutes and get off.
Mm-hmm.
Then they kept calling me to come back on, hey, do this, and then after Blue, bam, they were like, hey, man, we looking to change the format of the show around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, we interested in you coming to Dallas, man, and being part of the team, man. And, hey, here I am.
That's what's up. So, had you ever done radio before?
Never done radio. I was green as hell when it came.
Hey, what was the craziest thing in your introduction to radio that you was like, man?
You know what, man? You got to be quick.
Yeah.
Because on stage, you know, it's about me.
Yeah.
It's about me. I got time. You know, I can just flow
feel
my
the vibe,
own pace and everything.
Yeah.
My own pace and everything. But radio, man, you got to, you know, compact your joke,
mm-hmm.
get to the funny real quick, man. So that was probably the biggest thing I had to do, man. Just learn how to be funny on radio, because it's different from being on stage.
Yeah. What about that time, man? Getting up in the morning, because that was the one thing I was mad about when they changed my schedule. Y'all coming on now as I get out the car.
Now that was a murder. Yeah, man. I ain't gonna even lie, because I'm usually up late. My creative thinking comes late at night. You know, everything has calmed down. The family in the bed. I can just really just sit down and think about what I want to do, what I'm trying to do, man. So, man, yeah, waking up that alarm going off at 3 o'clock in the morning. That was a huge adjustment, man. It took me some months to really get my body, my mind, my soul getting up that goddamn early.
Hey, that's a good ball,
man. And I still have my little moments, man, but I'm used to it now. And now that we got a great cast on the radio, man, me, Didi, my man Jay Cruz, Keita Rose, man.
All-star team.
We're a great clique, man. So, you know, man, from 4:30 to 10, you know, we up in there. We also, we do radio, making y'all laugh, but even off air, man, we be having having a great time, man, you know, laughing and coming up with different ideas. And next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock Everybody else going to work and I'm going to bed.
Sliding by. And look, that's what I enjoy about listening to y'all, man, because it seems so authentic. It seems like family. It doesn't seem like force. It seems like y'all really click like that.
We really click like that. Everybody really truly, I'm not just saying it, man, we really get along off air, man, you know, helping out each other, man, and, again, coming up with content. And then, again, like I said, man, we just be having fun, man, you know. We got some weights in there, you know. Yeah. Got my ab rolling.
You get it in,
like,
yeah.
Getting it in on radio, man. We got the music playing. And, man, I mean, it's a fun family type of atmosphere every morning.
Now, you didn't just come to Dallas and, you know, just lay back, put your foot up. You be having a sipping and tripping going on, too, man. Tell them about that, man. Because I still got to get to it. Like I say, I wake up so early, but I got to get to sipping and tripping, man.
You got to get to sipping and tripping, man. We be having a great time, man. So, we over in Sambuca 360.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in Plano, we do it every Tuesday. I do karaoke and comedy. Now, we have added a live band. We got the Modern Vibe band that comes and play afterwards, man. So it's a cool atmosphere. So each and every Tuesday, Sambuca 360 karaoke comedy live band. And then we put a pot together, man. So whoever the best singer for that night, you know, you get the pot.
That's what's up.
And you know, it's not, and you put in whatever you want to put in. You want to put a dollar, you want to put a 20, you want to put a 100, you want to put a change in there. You put it in, man. Like this past Tuesday, man, we gave away somebody. The winner got $400.
Shit, with gas.
Man, on a goddamn Tuesday.
What? Shit.
Come on, with this inflation, who don't need
four? Mind. Shit, some eggs, some gas. Do something with that phone, man.
You know, some gas, you know, get some bread and something like that, man. So, man, we really be having the fun, man. So we do it each and every Tuesday. Man, you can go to sipping and tripping with JJ.eventbrite.com. Grab your tickets. Showtime is 7. And we be done by 9:30, 10 o'clock, man.
Okay, now that's my age group ballpark right there. Yeah, I can operate in it.
Super grown, man. Super grown, sexy environment. If you've never been to Sambuca, it's a dope atmosphere, man. The ambiance in there is amazing, man. So we be having fun.
That's what's up. So how you pick people, man? You just go through the crowd, pick them. You got to sign up, like when you come to.
You got to sign up. You go to the DJ BMW, man. He got a QR code you can scan. He let you know what the playlist is, man. He got every song you can think of. He got, and the words be on the monitor to be on the screen. The crowd participate, help you sing. They sing the background, sing the chorus. People be, you know, they be jamming, singing all through the crowd. I mean, just a fun atmosphere, man. Great time on on regular old Tuesday.
That's what I'm going to have to slide through that, man. I've been telling my wife we got to come for the longest, so.
Man, y'all got to come check me out, man.
For
we
real.
We really be having fun in that thing. Absolutely.
Look, I know we got another interest, too, man, with the Kush thing, man. I know I always hear you talking about it. Yeah.
Hey, man, look, matter of fact, this coming weekend, I'm in Seattle. I'm going to Seattle, man, to perform at the company club there all weekend. So
you finna get
really
it up there.
I'm finna get it in.
Yes, sir.
I'm finna bring a whole truck.
Now look, check this out, JJ. I know we about the same age group. Now back in the day, all you know we had was that backyard boogie, somebody say some skunk. Something like that. Then just somewhere around early 2000, it came with everything had a name, man.
You can think of, man, all types of different strands, man. So you got the hybrid, you got the sativa, you know, you go, man. So, man, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to going to Seattle, man.
I already know. Look, what's your favorite strand, man? Let me get the favorite strand out.
Man, my favorite strand right now, man, because I just was in Denver, Colorado.
Oh,
maybe.
Man, you getting all the hot spots.
Man, oh my God, man. I went to Denver, man, and went to a couple of dispensaries, man. So right now I'm on this hybrid called Dirty Taxi.
Dirty Taxi?
Dirty Taxi.
I ain't even heard of that one yet.
Man, this one amazing strand, dude.
What?
Look it up, I'm telling you.
Dirty Taxi.
I'm on that Dirty Taxi. I got this white 99. I'm looking in my drawer right now. I got this lemon haze. I got this white 99 Dirty Taxi, and I got this one called Cookie be the truth, man. So to me, I mean, LA got some great weed as well, man, but Denver and Seattle are my top two places to get some of the best marijuana, though.
And look, I ain't gonna lie. Speaking of cookies, I went to it's a spot in LA in Hollywood called Cookies. And that's the spot where I saw a lot of different strands that I, you know, kind of hear about that you ain't just really got access to down here. But, man, I ain't going to lie. My strain of choice, I like messing with that OG family and that birthday cake, man. That's
that I've had the birthday cake. That's very nice.
That birthday cake, nice.
That birthday cake, very
sweet
nice.
Sweet taste, mellow smoke.
I'm the mellow smooth.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of 90% of the time, and I'm spoken by myself.
That's me.
Because I'm always at home.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the road.
Yeah.
So, man, you know, a couple of good pulls.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, I ain't one of these ones trying to smoke the whole blunt. Yeah. One night inside of 15 minutes or nothing like that, man. And, you know, I done been there, done that, man. I want to enjoy my high. I ain't trying to get extra high, be stupid. I just want to be cool.
Just cool.
Mellow.
That's it.
Oh, man, and just enjoy my buzz.
That's
man.
It, man. Just power up for a good plate late
just
night.
Power up for a good minute, man. Don't bother nobody, man. Be having a great time, dude.
Look, and like you say, man, one of my old school partners told me back in the day, like you say, we used to roll them both broken on. He like, man, what y'all wasting the weed for, man? You only going to get so high. You know what I'm saying?
So high.
That's it.
You know, folks be trying to be rolling these big ass.
Yeah.
If your marijuana good, it don't take off.
It don't take off. I'm on tight whites now, man. I don't even mess with
you. Yeah,
man,
you know what I mean? Me too. Yeah, tight whites with them. I like the raw papers as well.
That's, man. You mess with the cones?
Too, man. So, yeah, the little cones.
Yeah,
man. That's
yeah.
All I need. I stuff that thing, man, and be in my own world.
Ain't it, man? Look, man, I appreciate you dropping in to the show. Show us some love, man. Anything you want to plug, anything before we get out of here?
Hey, man, just make sure y'all follow me on social media, man. I'm one of the best kept secrets in stand-up, man. Make
Thanks.
Sure y'all follow your boy on Instagram. I'm the real JJ from the SIP. The real JJ from the SIP
2P.
On Instagram and TikTok. Follow me on Facebook, comedian JJ Williams. And, man, you know, I'm out here on these trenches still grinding on these shows. I'm putting the show, putting my hour special together, man. So I'm going to get ready to shoot that. Maybe in the beginning of 2024, man. So y'all look out, man. I'm gonna find me a nice little venue here in Dallas. Get the radio to get behind it, man, and try to shop that thing around, man. Cause it's time. It's time for the world to see this.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Look, I appreciate your grind from afar, man. Just watching your work, seeing the work you put in. You always positive, man. I just wanted to show you some respect. You always got good energy, man. Every time I hear
absolutely.
It's positive, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, absolutely, man. Man, you know, we're in a crazy time and world right now, man. So all the negativity, man, and trying to be, you know, negative and you know, not trying to live life, man, because life is short right
man.
Now, man. You know,
thanks.
Well, unfortunately, man, we've been losing a lot of people, man, and I'm just blessed and glad to still be here, brother.
Man, for
you
real.
You know what I mean?
For
you know,
real.
I'm just really glad to blessed to be here, man. So, you know, my older brother told me some great things. Like, man, we got to take care of what we got left.
Thanks.
Got to take care
Thanks.
Of what we got left.
Love was here.
Your mind, your body, and mm-hmm. we got to enjoy while we here, man. Because you just never damn know right now,
That's
man.
Facts.
So, I'm enjoying life, man. I really am, dude. I really am.
That's facts, man. One more thing, man, before we get, what you been thinking about this crazy ass? Well, we didn't have 4 days of hell in 100 degree weather.
Hey, man.
Look, I ain't never seen
next
it.
Next week, it's going to be in the hundreds, man.
All
it's
week.
So hot around, it's so hot around here. Water be looking for water. Now that's hot.
Now that's hot. Straight up.
When water needs some water, that's hot. Man, you got to stay hydrated, man.
Yeah.
Keep plenty of fluids in your body, man, so you try to find as much shade as you can.
For real. You're going to get that tan whether you want it or not right now.
Yeah, for real. Amen.
Yeah, look, man, again, I just want to say thank you. I know you're a busy man for taking time out your schedule and just popping in on me, man. So, hey, I
Absolutely,
salute what
man.
You're doing, man.
I appreciate what you're doing, man. Thank you for the platform, man. And if you ever need me, man, just let me know, man. We'll rock out again, dude.
Man, that's a bit, man. And y'all know how we wrap it up, man. Always visualize your goals. And after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11, gone.
There it is. We gone.
That's what's up.